one of the reasons that it works for me is that it is a way to that I feel empowered about what I'm working on. As an actor, we are often just subject to what a producer or director or somebody else wants us to do. This allows me to make choices about the art, what kind of art I want to present, which artists I want to work with, where I want to work. Having some agency is one of the main reasons that I continue to do it. Chris and Sabrina really are the founders, and I think their sort of unstated mission was that they just wanted to spend more time with adults and friends and artists in town. And again, in a way where they had power over it, where they had control of saying, we're all meeting here and we're going to get together and work on this piece. I'm also very interested in presenting something experimental, something that is that I'm not seeing in other places in Northwest Arkansas, and continuing to explore this sort of avant-garde, meta-theatrical, site-specific, new things that aren't being talked about here all the time.
And then I don't know. I'd like to go back to the women aspect, just because again, the two shows that I have worked on were by Lauren Gunderson. It's just so nice to read a woman playwright. Her voice to me is so authentic. It's sometimes hard to understand the voice of a woman that has been written by a man, but I just feel like hers is so honest and it's so easy to connect with for me. Women need to be heard, and I'm happy to help.
Now let's actually go to the piece that you'll be performing here. It's Lauren Gunderson, and Hamlet is involved,
mm-hmm.
but it's reinvented, and it's a woman who's waiting out a tornado.
Correct, yes. In a basement.
And she just wrote this. So mm-hmm. let's talk a little more specifically about that project, how it came together, and what it's about.
So the show will be performed with other companies all around the country on the same day, April 20th. I think some are around April 20th, but mostly April 20th in solidarity with the Columbine anniversary. So it does have to do with gun violence.
In addition to the National High School Walkout movement.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidentally, Sabrina Verosi, who founded Arkansas Stage, is her and Chris are performing in Kansas City. They're going to do it. Stephanie Fotts Murray in North Dakota. She is a graduate of the University of Arkansas's MFA in theater program. And I sent it to her, too, because they were reached out to all of us and said, does anyone know anyone in these following states? And North Dakota was one of them. So now Stephanie's doing it.
The whole show is like a soliloquy. Mm-hmm. She is speaking to the audience. The Hamlet piece, the chunk, to be or not to be, is sort of her way of reflecting on her experiences in life, much like he was doing.
Lauren Gunderson seems to be very interested in Shakespeare, so she's got a play, The Taming and Exit Pursued by a Bear, and a third one, the name which escapes me, are all loosely based on Shakespeare plays. Mm-hmm. She takes inspiration from Shakespeare plays. She has a play called The Book of Will that's just won a bunch of awards and has been produced all over the country, which is about Shakespeare. And so Lauren Gunderson's real motivated and tied to Shakespeare. Natural Shocks being a pair of words that comes from the to be or not to be soliloquy.
She's turning Shakespeare, a man's view, and turning it on its head with a woman's perspective.
Yeah, we actually had a conversation at rehearsal the other night. We were just getting into the nitty gritty of things, and we said, no male names are mentioned in this play.
Right.
And somebody said, Hamlet. And Rachel said, well, he's just a character. So I don't know. We're still kind of unearthed. You're asking wonderful questions that we literally have had one read through, and you know, we have a rehearsal tonight, so we're kind of unearthing thematic elements.
You said it was just written.
Written. There was a draft. I was sent a draft in February, mm-hmm. mid-February, when we agreed to do this, and we got a new draft
a couple days ago.
It was updated in mid-March. I'm guessing Lauren Gunderson wants to do more revisions, but she knows everybody's where we are right now, mm-hmm. which is getting ready for it, and she's probably just got to lock it down. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from this play that birthed out of her feelings of what can I do? How can I use my talents to raise money and awareness for gun violence. And so all of our the proceeds for this, as well as an old Woman Speaks, are going to go to Moms Demand Action Arkansas, as are all the performances for Intersections.
The piece that I'm working on is the writings of a lady named Sue Coppernall. And Sue's 85 years old. And most people in this area probably know her by just seeing her at cultural events, specifically theater. She is such a huge fan of Laura's and of what Laura does. And she and I had discussed that previously. And so when I found Sue's poetry, I was so moved by it that I knew it. I needed to present it on some level. I also knew I needed to get Laura involved in it. And I just wanted to have her somehow involved. And so it all happened so quickly. It was meant to be. I saw her, I told her about it, we had a meeting, she had this, she plugged me in. I mean, it's just all been meant to be on that level.
Describe what the poetry is like.
She gave me 5 of her poems in December, as just said, hey, here's some of my poetry. And I didn't even know she wrote. And I read the first one, it was written in 1968. And I knew at that moment that this woman had such a voice and had such a way of telling about her own journey. So it goes 60 years worth. So like this one, there's one that was, the first one that I have was written in 1955. And she was like, you know, 16 years old. And it's so sweet and innocent. And oh, the beautiful white snow falls crisply. And it's all this beautiful, sweet, you know, imagery. And then it just, you can feel the progression of the journey of her life. And as a woman, she really speaks a lot to being a woman, especially during that time in a man's world. And that is really an interesting study to kind of look at that. And the way I've divided the script, we've got 3 women, young, middle, and old. I've tried to find the pieces to pair with them to create a flow, because you have to have all the ages really represented on it, because it's so obvious the span, the scope of the age of the work.
Sue, one time, as a friend of Arkansas Stage and friend of mine, took me to dinner and told me her whole life story. And I mean, I was like, when this popped up in this way, it just made total sense, because I wanted to find a way to tell her story. I've been all over the country. She at one point was the executive director of Planned Parenthood in up in the Midwest.
Well, in this area, she is very responsible for any of the success of Planned Parenthood in this area. She's been quite an advocate for years.
So she's just inspiring as a activist and as a person who's survived so much. And she is still hilarious, hopeful, wakes up every morning. We received a poem this morning, actually. She sent us a poem that was written in 1996. This morning, nothing, no explanation, just like, have a good day. She sends us a poem. So she's really inspiring to me, and I'm so excited to give her voice. I often feel inadequate in terms of like my knowledge base of anything intellectual related to theater, or like, what do I know? I used to make the joke before I got my MFA, I have an undergraduate degree in English. And so I used to make jokes at rehearsal, like, well, I don't know, I wasn't a theater major, I don't know what that means. And I still cope with that imposter syndrome stuff. But what I will say, what I do know, is how to make art, how to give voice, how to empower others. And it's incredibly important that I think we all work on giving the power to others, to women or people of color or people who just don't have it. The power that I have, I'm giving away to people who need it. That's how I see it as an activist, an artist activist. It's really simple. It's not intellectual. It's not based on any kind of, I don't know, the book I read or something. It just feels right.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to me.
Thanks for your time, Katie.
Yeah, thank you, Katie.